Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. During a disease process, our genes can be silenced, which means they can't do the work they were meant to do. In colon cancer, when a gene called P16 is silenced, our risk for the cancer goes up.
P16 is a tumor suppressor, but the region of the gene that regulates P16 can be modified or turned off by mutation.
This epimutation happens when chemical changes occur on the DNA with the addition of small chemical groups. If you remove them, the gene can be turned back on, like a switch.
So epimutations could be targeted because they're reversible. As we age, epigenetic changes that silence P16 accumulate and stop inhibiting cancer cells.
A second gene involved in colon cancer is called APC, or adenomatous polyposis coli, which is another tumor suppressor gene. To see how this mutation combined with P16 changes affect colon cancer risk, the researchers combined them in the genome of one mouse.
Long-term studies with these mice showed that they had no more colon tumors compared to mice with just the APC mutation. Then, as the mice aged, even healthy P16 accumulated changes, and both copies of the genes were then silenced. This further raised the cancer risk.
When they treated these cancer-prone mice with a drug that stops the immune suppression and a treatment to turn on P16, that worked better than either drug alone.
This study shows the important role that epimutations play in colon cancer and could lead to better treatments and even diagnoses.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at UTMB and Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more in our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com or subscribe to our podcast. Sign up for expanded print episodes at illuminascicom.com.